Hello, this is Chetan Nirula reporting for Cricket World from Brisbane. Australia have beaten India in the second test match of this ongoing Border Gavaskar Trophy by 4 wickets and taken a 2-0 lead in this 4-match series. The result came on Saturday when India collapsed shockingly on day 4 after reports of displeasure over practice wickets and lack of proper vegetarian food. Opener Shikhar Dhawan had been injured in the nets prior to the day's play and he did not come out to bat as scheduled. Instead, Virat Kohli, who was also hit in the nets, he came out to bat, but it resulted in an Indian collapse in the second innings. The Indian team management later released a press release citing their displeasure over the poor practice wickets. They said that they had requested the GABA management to replace the wickets and provide fresh wickets for the batsmen to practice on, but they were repeatedly denied. Earlier on Friday, Ishant Sharma and Suresh Raina left the GABA stadium during the lunch break to get food for themselves. It was almost an unprecedented situation where cricketers left the stadium in between a match to get food for themselves. The reason given that there was a lack of proper vegetarian food options in the fare provided by the GABA management. If you look at how this test match progressed, then India did well to bat first on day one. They were helped by a century from Murali Vijay. It was his fifth test match 100 and fourth overall against Australia. He scored 144 runs and he was ably supported by Ajinkya Rahane, who scored 81 runs. The fact of the matter that none of the other frontline batsmen crossed the 35 run mark. R. Ashwin was the third highest scorer with 35 runs to his name. India were placed in a very, very strong position at the end of day one when the score read 311 for 4. But on day two morning, Australia recovered from the heat and humidity and bowled them out for 408. Debutant fast bowler Josh Hazlewood took 5 wickets for 68 runs in the first innings. Australia replied with gusto, with Chris Rogers scoring his half century and Steve Smith scoring 100 on debut. But he was helped in no little part by Mitchell Johnson, who scored 88 runs, and Mitchell Stark, who scored 52 runs. This was after Australia were reeling at 247 for 6 at one stage, when Mitchell Johnson came to the crease and the Indian players had a go against him. He replied to their sledging by hammering the Indian bowling to all parts of the ground, scoring his half century of only 37 balls, and then helped Australia take a 95-run lead in the first innings. That lead proved to be vital as India collapsed in their second innings. However, the collapse did not come immediately as they were placed at 71 for 1 when play ended on day 3. But then much drama followed on the morning of day 4 with Shikhar Dhawan getting hit in the nets and Virat Kohli coming out to bat instead. India collapsed from 71 for 1 to 87 for 5 and then 117 for 6 and finally they were bowled out for 224. Dhawan did come out to bat later on and scored 81 runs with a heavily strapped wrist and painkilling injections. On a day 4 pitch at the GABA, which was having a lot of cracks seemingly, Chris Rogers scored a second half century in the match. His 55 runs helped Australia score 130 for 6 and take a 2-0 lead in the series. Maybe a few more runs would have helped India prevent this disaster. They now must win in the Boxing Day Test starting December 26 at the Melbourne Cricket Ground to keep the series alive.